you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am The Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 1985 action comedy Police Story, starring Jackie Chan, Maggie Cheung, and Bridget Lin, directed by Jackie Chan. A lot of people in the United States don't seem to realize that Jackie Chan was a very popular actor before Rush Hour and the films that came out in the United States. He was huge internationally. And that's mainly due with his martial arts movies he made in Hong Kong and I believe other countries as well. But one of his most beloved movies is Police Story, the 1985 film where he played a cop trying to protect a witness from a drug dealer. It's really funny because I was just on Twitter recently, and what came up was the time where the MTV Movie Awards in 95 gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's interesting because he didn't have any English movies out before that time. I think that Rumble in the Bronx was just coming out around that summer. So it was really interesting to see them award somebody who hasn't made an English movie at all. And Rumble in the Bronx is not an English movie either. They dubbed it for English audiences. But it's just interesting that the MTV Movie Awards, of all places, decide to honor him first before he even had an English movie coming out. I might be wrong. He may have had one or two English movies that may have gotten limited releases. But he was not a known quantity until, I would say, Rush Hour came out, which was the movie that came out with him and Chris Tucker in 98, I think? I'm not entirely sure what that year is. So let's get into it. Let's get into the review of Police Story, directed by Jackie Chan. But before that, let's get into the plot. Jackie Chan plays a Hong Kong cop who is very by the books and beloved with his unit. And he is assigned to protect a witness, played by Bridget Lin, who has information on a drug dealer, played by Chor Yuen, in order to bring him down. But he's protecting that witness because that drug dealer is trying to kill her to prevent him from going to jail. And that's it. That's with the plot. So let's get into my 3 points for Police Story, and my first point is, characters are paper thin. Yeah, so this film honestly has some really thin characters. The good guys are obviously good, the bad guys are obviously bad. There's really not much of a characterization on any of the characters, really. You have the annoying but loving girlfriend, you have the witness that's trying to get away from her protection, who thinks she doesn't need protection at all, and you also have Jackie Chan's character, who has a little more personality, but it's basically standard cop, but goofy. But the character are really not that interesting. So if you're watching this thinking there's gonna be some good and interesting characters, yeah, they're not there in this. And my second point, the verbal comedy is corny, feels odd with the rest of the movie. This is considered like an action comedy, and the comedic elements are good when it's physical, but when it's verbal, it doesn't really work that well. It comes off as pretty corny. I think a lot of the jokes verbally are kind of lame, honestly, except for maybe one that happened in the courtroom. But the verbal comedy just felt really odd with the rest of the film. The film takes these comedic elements and puts it right into the action, even though the action itself is pretty intense at times and has a lot of dangerous stunt work. And it still works with the way they do the comedy in this. I just felt that when it came to the more verbal comedy, when Chan is dealing with his girlfriend, when he's dealing with other issues as well, I thought the comedy was kind of lame and very uninteresting in that end. So if you are looking for better verbal comedy, not here in this either. Now, I know a lot of you are listening to this review and going, oh, come on, really? You're going to really get hung up on those 2 points? Come on. Now, listen, here's my third point. Who cares about the first 2 points when the action is this damn good? Oh my God, is this action so damn good. I think this movie is very good as an action movie, and especially with action comedy. I think the physical comedy in this is really well done. The slapstick comedy is also incredibly well done, but the action in this is amazing. Let's get into like the hand-to-hand stuff. The speed of which everything is being done in this film is a sight to behold. Just watching Jackie Chan and all the stuntmen doing all the battles like really quick and really precise was really well done in this. I know we probably have all seen Rush Hour and Shanghai Noon and all that and say, well, yeah, Jackie Chan has done that before. It is much more breakneck in these movies. And when you get into some of the other stunts that involve them throwing each other around, throwing each other into glass and everything, like, it looks dangerous what they're doing. Now, I'm going to bet they use some trick filmmaking to make it a little less dangerous, but there are some stunts in this movie where I watch it and go, oh my God, how did that guy not break his freaking back? That is amazing. amazing to watch. But my two favorite action scenes are in the end and in the beginning. I'm not going to spoil the end, but if you know a little bit about Police Story, I think you know what I'm talking about. It's the scene in the mall, and it's a specific scene that happens that I believe that Jackie Chan used again in Rush Hour. I want to highlight another scene that I think is really good when it comes to action, and it is the action scene, which is the car chase scene through the shantytown. No, I'm not saying the car chase in the shantytown. I'm talking car chase through the shantytown, because the bad guys use the cars to get away from the cops by driving through a complete shantytown. The visuals of the shantytowns, the shacks, the homes being destroyed as they're driving through is a sight to behold. It looks incredibly well done, and it looks really dangerous as well. Like, that's the thing that I love about this movie, and I think it's really awe-inspiring, but I'm so glad that they really don't make movies like this anymore. It looks dangerous as hell. It looks like people could get seriously hurt if one thing was mistimed. In that instance, I think it's an amazing thing to watch in this movie. Honestly, if you are an action film fan, if you love action, you have to see this. If you haven't, check this movie out. It is amazing to watch. So who is this for? I'm going to say this is for Jackie Chan fans. I mean, yeah, obviously. It's probably one of the most celebrated films that Jackie Chan has done. If you are a Jackie Chan fan and you haven't seen that, pick up the Criterion version of this movie or watch it on Max. Definitely check this out. I will also say this is for someone if you like movies with amazing stunts. We have watched movies, I think, recently where the stunts are pretty obvious stunts. There are some that look awe-inspiring and dangerous. I think the one that I would say is a great example of that is Mad Max Fury Road, which has got a lot of scenes of cars being demolished and destroyed and stuff like that. Or like scenes where people are jumping back and forth on cars in really dangerous stunts. Those are absolutely amazing. But honestly, the stunts in this movie are awe-inspiring. They are beautiful to watch and dangerous and thrilling to watch. So if you are into seeing really dangerous stunt work, watch this movie. Overall, I'm going to recommend Police Story. Usually action films are not my thing. I like a good action movie, but they're not the thing I would really want to go for. But I will have to say this is a great watch just for the action alone. If you're watching this just to enjoy the action elements of this film, this is a highly recommend for me. But if you're like me and you want more out of your films, you like action, but you want good characters, you want a good story, great villain, you know, all that stuff, all that's not there in this. But if you want to watch some really good action stunt work and action scenes, this is one of the best I've seen in a while. So overall, I recommend Police Story. Check this out on Max if you have not seen it. Or if you're into Criterion, you can get the Criterion box set as well with Police Story 1 and 2. I'm going to definitely check out 2 at some point. So I'm definitely interested in that. So overall, I recommend Police Story. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at IamTheWiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for Thursday, the 007 Debriefings with Zero, we're going to be reviewing A View to a Kill. On Saturday, I'll be reviewing Drunken Master, which is another Jackie Chan film that has been a classic that people love. And on Tuesday, we're going to start a new theme, which is Jack Nicholson movies. I'm going to watch a movie that I've wanted to see for a good while now. I have heard that Jack Nicholson, when he was younger, did some really good performances. I have, of course, seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Chinatown, more of his more popular films. But I've heard this film is very good as well, and there's another film that I might see as well on the next Saturday. But this movie I've been interested in seeing, and this is The Last Detail, directed by Hal Ashby. I've heard this is a funny movie. I've also heard he's very good in it, and I am curious to see how he turns out. So if you guys have any comments about The Last Detail or Jack Nicholson or anything, you can email me at zerowiscast@gmail.com. So on Thursday, the 007 Debriefings with Zero for A View to a Kill, Saturday, Drunken Master, and Tuesday, The Last Detail, directed by Hal Ashby. I am The Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.